for the show here at Phil's Line, I'm calling the show, it's entitled Freestyle. You know, for the longest time, I was looking to try to define the work that I was doing. I had been working in so many realms. I had been taking a ton of ceramics classes, and that's in which I think my ceramics was my first love. I started with using pigments, like natural clay pigments, to dye glazes, using those pigments to paint on these canvases that, honestly, I had no education in how to frame a canvas. So I started painting and making these paintings without framing the works, you know, without technically finishing these paintings. So I ended up with these painted on really dry, dusty looking, untrenched canvases that had a few holes in them because I was actually finding these canvases on wedging boards, which are a wedging board is the board in which is used to prepare clay. So it's like a piece of wood, and there's a piece of canvas over top of a ceramics board, and I would rip the canvas off of these boards and use those and paint on them. So that's where the work began. And for a while, I've been looking to put a title for the works, you know, trying to define the works. You know, here at Phil's Line, the mode of art is painting. You know, we see a lot of paintings in this show, in this gallery space specifically, but I was thinking of the works as sculptures for a while. I was trying to call them sculptures. I was trying to call them free forms. I have a ton of these different names, you know, and I started listening. I'm a pretty avid follower of music and I'm in hip hop and rap culture as well, you know, and I'm really interested in the way that someone is able to freestyle, you know, I was listening to Miles Davis and him freestyling, you know, that's a form of freestyle, the way he was using his trumpet to make these really sometimes out of tune, you know, sounds that don't really work together, but somehow when they're put into context, they work together. Using these rips as marks and using these colors which relate back to human experience, you know, using the earth colors, and also even a little bit later now in this show, the work is a lot more bright. I mean, a lot of the colors are a lot more saturated, but using these colors that relate back to the history of art, and also using these forms that relate back to my roots, as in my pre-colonial roots, looking back into African textiles and African fabrics and the use of patterning and the use of materiality and how the use of a material can say so much about the piece. So, you know, there's definitely this Western obsession with viewing other forms of art, right? So they're looking at art history. There's been different forms of art in which is taken from Asian cultures. You know, Japonism is taken from Japanese cultures and things like this. This idea of gazing at someone else's culture and using that culture in order to create something, you know, absorbing someone's culture and basically puking it back out, you know, and saying, oh, this is my art, you know. I want to go back to these roots that I quite haven't been able to dig deeper or dig down into, you know. So me, as an African-American male, I'm viewing things that go on around me, viewing destruction. You know, when I drive up and down through parts of North City or Old North St. Louis, and I see these homes that are abandoned, that are falling apart, that are decaying, you know, and I see tarps over homes that have been damaged by weather and still haven't been put back together. I see something in that, you know, and I take that from my own culture. So I think the mix of where I am in the America that I live in, and also using those patterns or figuratively or metaphorically, using those patterns to try to get deeper into my own history. You know, I'm not saying that this work is an investigation of the African diaspora, but, you know, in some sense that it's coming from me. And the fact that I'm able to create the work and also recreate the narrative of what African American sculpture, painting, and textile could be.